So I want to welcome everybody again to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. If you've never been on the call or if it's been a while, at the end we'll have time for a little bit of Q&A and to kind of brainstorm and process through what our guest has shared with us today and how to implement it into what we're already doing. So I'll give you instructions then on how to do that. So if you're on a line, you don't have to do anything because I've got you muted out. Our guest today is one, as I described in my email, before I picked up the phone several years ago and called Elaine Shaw. She was one of those people that we describe as an invisible person. And what I mean by that, to quote some of the many things I've learned from Dave Stoltzfus, is that, you know, we visibly can talk to so many people and introduce them to NECAN, and then those people introduce others, and then it kind of goes on from there, and you get to people all of a sudden in your group that you had no part of them registering, you had no connection with them whatsoever other than through a mutual person. And Elaine is one of those in Virginia that was connected through several people, as a matter of fact. And Elaine, why, first of all, welcome to the call. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule this morning. Appreciate it greatly. But tell us a little bit about your background and what life was like before NECAN for you.
Well, my background is not network marketing. It's in sales, which I was an investment broker, Merrill Lynch, E.F. Hutton. Got out in the crash of 87. And then went and was an association executive, the National Association of Wholesale Distributors. I was the membership manager for the, just enrolling people into the association and getting them to come to different networking groups. And so it was definitely sales, which sometimes can be a real drawback in network marketing because, you know, you're out there really doing your thing, but it's not something that's duplicatable. And so it was a journey for me in learning this whole different animal.
Now, when you say, Elaine, I'm curious for clarification's sake, when you say bringing them part into the group, as in introducing other agents to be part of EFN or more recruiting or what?
Well, are you talking about the association work? Basically, what we did was we put on events where you would have different segments of the distribution industry coming together and really blending ideas. There's some that were not transferable, but distribution is distribution is distribution. And so it was getting the presidents and CEOs of companies $20 to $100 million to come to a meeting, to a meeting and really sharing what's working and what's not working.
Okay. So and how long were you in that industry?
I was in that industry. Basically, I was in the association industry from 90 to 99 when I basically decided that NECAN was what I wanted to do full time.
Okay. And you were
prior to that. Prior to that in the investment world from 73 to 87.
Okay, so quite a while then. That was definitely your history. And the products, the business, what was the attraction to NECAN?
Well, I had a product experience that really got my attention. I'd had five surgeries. They cut off half an inch of bone. I had 2-3-inch pins to hold my foot to my leg, and I was just living on just constantly in pain. And I was on crutches 5 of 10 years, and I took so much pain medicine, it destroyed my stomach, and the vapors came up, and basically I couldn't speak for 3.5 months, which my husband thought was heaven. But someone introduced me to just try these magnetic insoles. And what's kind of interesting is I had heard about Niken in 92 and, 95, even though I saw it work on other people, but it was someone being bold enough just to say, look, Elaine, try these. Nobody's ever died of them. You know, what have you got to lose?
Mm.
And so I tried it, and just in the matter of a couple days, the pain was gone, and I went to an event, and they were talking about the bell curve of products, of technologies or products coming to market. And I said, Jim, would you mind if I say something about that? So here I am. I hadn't even signed up, but I was getting in front of the group, you know, kind of verifying what this gal was saying. And, I saw the business of the products. So, and then... Unfortunately, I mean, I've been very good at the sales part, but what I've learned, and it was kind of a hard lesson to learn, but what I learned is that everybody's not like me, and
sure.
So therefore it's really important, to build teams, and get to the duplicatable system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you say the product experience, elaborate a little more.
Well, I had the experience with the insoles, taking away pain that I had from 83 to 99. And so I decided, okay, let me try it on some other of my family members. My husband had rotator cuff surgery and didn't use any kind of medication, prescribed medication for dealing with the after surgery discomforts, and he just used the Niken products. I have another daughter who likes to run, believe it or not, marathons and triathlons, and she was having issues with her knee. And I said, here, try these while you're doing. And so I put the insoles and the wraps on her knees. And another granddaughter that was having real breathing challenges and having to use puffers. And I put a couple pockets in her sleep shirt, and I had put some of these big round magnets that we used to sell. Then it was my middle daughter who's got some real mental challenges. And when we put the products, put her, really cocooned her in Niken with the sleep system and several other things. She just, in the matter of a couple of days, really noticed a difference. And it was a compilation of all those, but it was my daughter's experience where it changed her life so much as far as bringing her kind of back down to earth that I just realized that this is what my God wanted me to do. And I walked away from a position, making a nice six-figure income to start this. And I would never recommend anybody do what I did, but I had a nice nest egg to do it. And but I just knew this was what my God wanted me to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when you had said that, literally in that first meeting of seeing what this is all about, jumping up there, which is not typical of somebody evaluating Niken as a business or as a hobby or something you want to link up with, and definitely your training not so much as a recruiter, but it was completely different from network marketing. And as you and I have both learned, that first we must become networkers before we can become marketers, from one of your upline, one of mine downline, is Dave Stoltzfus, is that it is an education. And so what was that like? And then I want to get into one of the things that you become known for as these contests and doing things to really maximize them. But what was that like for you? And it's still a process. We don't ever arrive and say that, yeah, I know everything there is to know about network marketing. But for you, coming out of that industry, the investment industry, and then, prior, what was the biggest challenge for you?
Well, the biggest challenge for me was recognizing just as it is or it was back then, was just recognizing that in order to be successful, I really had to hone my listening skills. And listening to what people were saying and asking them to tell me more, so I could really get down to what was it that these folks were really looking for, and how could I help them achieve that through NICEM, and not be into the, you know, moving products in sales, but finding out what their issues were, and then working to build teams, you know, under them.
Sure. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep. 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 So taking it more than just the first level of your own, in getting a sale, and simply building a network.
Exactly. And really getting into who do you know, and how can we be of service to them.
Okay, let's take for an example someone like Mary Bowser.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you know Mary?
I didn't.
You didn't.
I met Dr. Bowser through. Well, I was at a wellness thing in a mall. I had a booth set up. Her husband is a local TV radio personality. He was there with his two kids running around. You know, they were kind of hanging around the table looking at what these magnet things, and I was doing demonstrations and stuff. And he said, tell me about these. And basically, he said, if these can help my mom and my wife with her arthritic knees, or can they? And I said, I don't know. Let's find out. So for 3 months, I had to call to try to schedule an appointment. They are both very, very busy people. And anyway, so I, 3 months later, got together with her, did rollouts on them, left a little bit of information with them. I didn't try to sell anything. I just said, let me check with you tomorrow, see how you're feeling. You know, and then they proceeded to, Mary proceeded to buy sleep systems and water and put the kids on magnetic insoles and stuff, and it really helped her allergies, it helped her children's allergies. And finally, I just said, Mary, I really enjoy making money from you, but would you like to make some money too?
Okay, key phrase right there. I really enjoy making money from you, but would you like to make money as well? And what was her response?
Well, she said, I am not a business person. I don't know anything about it. And I said, you don't need to be. All we need to do is share your experience of what's happened for you, and see if other people would like to enjoy it, you know, have freedom from their, you know, their issues as well. And, you know, we proceeded to, you know, just take and run with it. And we did a 21 club and met a whole bunch of professors and, you know, other educators. So she's, you know, she was up and running, and she was one of, I think, the 11th Watanabe leadership team member.
Wow.
You know, but I just taught her how to do what I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But again, the key was listening.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and not pushing.
You, and one of the things that, it was actually the connector when I first met you a few years ago when Nikan had a contest to earn, not to win, but to earn the trip to Germany to take
right.
in the European convention, which was over,
oh,
over
goodness,
there.
Yeah.
And you... You had, if I can remember the story correctly, it was the third or fourth day from the end of the month, and what jumped out at me as I was just scrolling down through our genealogy, and I noticed at the time you had $48,000 in volume. And I picked up the phone, called you to congratulate you, and say, wow, this is amazing. And you weren't, there was no kudos of patting yourself on the back at all. And you said, well, I'm not where I want to be. I said, well, you know, you can't beat yourself up too bad. But you end up finishing that month with $102,000 in volume in your personal group.
Right, right.
So for the rest of us who, because we all have contacts, that's not an issue at all. What, when you said the real key is honing in and listening and learning how to listen, when you, for example, this month, we're in, you know, the next 3 months, the contest to earn the trip to Cancun, the Riviera Maya, what are some of the things that you look for in the people that you talk to and honing in and listening? What is it that you're listening for?
Well, right now, I think, you know, everybody has just recently done their taxes or filed for an extension. And they're either beating themselves up because they're having to pay more money in, or they are scrambling to get the money to pay the government. And so right now, this is an ideal time to be talking with people, just, you know, listening to their financial challenges.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I just enrolled a guy who is a sales manager at a local resort, and he was talking about losing everything in the real estate bust. And I was saying, well, you know, would you like to be able to build something that, you know, whether real estate goes up or down, whether the stock market goes up and down, it's going to be a nice, stable retirement for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And got his attention, you know, that way. But I also used the power man and got his attention. So I think taxes are really, really the big thing. People, if you just, oh, my God, just listen to people when you're checking out of the store. You're going to hear people who, you know, they're having challenges, and they got more months than the money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's affecting them in so many different ways. Something else that I like to bring up is, you know, the visible versus invisible streams of income. Because, you know, in network marketing, you know your first level, and, you know, you typically should know your second and third, but you don't necessarily know the people that they know that they know that they know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, just like I popped up out of the blue because you happened to see the volume. I didn't know you. You didn't know me. And I didn't know most of the people that are on my team with me.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's say you bump into me at grocery store, get an oil change, whatever, and or like this gentleman you just mentioned, and what would you say to me if I said, yeah, I just, you know, had to write, you know, cut a healthy check for, you know, my estimated taxes for next year, and there's got to be a way. I mean, I sat next to a plane on a flight recently, and a gal said, you know, there's got to be a way to take more deductions. And I said, there is. You know, you really owe it to yourself to maximize that. And
because
I shared with her, I said, you know, my wife and I, we just finished our taxes, and we're at the 18% category. And that's with an 8% income tax in the state of Oregon. And total, complete total, we're paying 18%, and we've been in the six-figure category for well, as long as we've been married, so 15 years now. And people just can't believe that. And I said, well, it's because of the deductions, you know, that are, and these are legit. I mean, we have a CPA who's pretty, there's not a lot of gray areas.
Right.
So you meet me, and what would you say to me if I, you know, came across and said, yeah, I just wrote a pretty healthy check, and man, there's just got to be some ways to make more deductions here.
Well, what I would say is, Vance, I'll tell you something. I learned about something in the first year I was doing it. I got $8,200 back from the government that I totally did not expect, and it was because of the benefits of having my own in-home business. And, you know, have you ever thought of being able to invest in your health and have that create your wealth?
Mm. Okay. So immediately stating the statement and then spinning it around and asking a question.
Right, right. Oh, absolutely. One of the keys that I've really, I'm feeling better about myself is I am no longer vomiting on people. And by that, I mean I am no longer just throwing a kitchen sink and hoping something will stick.
Okay, which goes to prove that, you know, if we're going after sick people, we're going to have a sick business.
You're going to have a very sick, yes. And I'm also no longer kind of kicking the ball and pulling Charlie. What I mean is that what you do speaks so loud I can't hear the words that you say.
Okay.
I love everybody that is, in my genealogy, but I'm working with people who want this as a business, and I'm helping them develop other business partners. If people want to learn about the products, I'll be happy to, send them some links and, tell them about the Wellness Resource Directory and that type of thing. But I'm really looking for people who are interested in building this business. And I absolutely love the magic of three-way calls.
Mm-hmm. How do you use a three-way call to build your business?
Well, let me just give you an example. The other day I was sitting with this new person, and I connected them to Dave. I just said, look, I'm mentoring with a guy who has been doing the type of work that I'm doing for the past 40 years. He has consistently, since the beginning, earned a 6 and even 7-figure income, and he's called the trainer of trainers. Let me put you on the phone to him. And I didn't even ask permission. I just called Dave. And I said, Dave, I'm sitting here with this gentleman. We're looking at the business. Do you have a few minutes? And that was it. And then when I finished with him, I went ahead and called Dennis Williams and said, I'm sitting with this guy. He's a very savvy business guy. Do you have a couple minutes to talk to him?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not asking for permission to make that call. I'm just doing it.
Okay. Just being a little assertive, which I think clearly communicates to people that we're serious about it when you do that.
We are sitting on a gold mine. And if we pussyfoot around and have to ask permission and apologize for what we're doing, I truly know that if someone hasn't been bold enough to say, look, Elaine, nobody's ever died from this. What do you got to lose? I doubt my daughter would be alive. And so, I'm serious about this, Ant. And I am, and with what we've got our hands on, I'm doing an all-out massive action. And it's not, the Adventure is a beautiful place. I loved being there. Can't wait to go back. I hope they have the rooms decorated this beautiful with all that wonderful white chocolate and everything. But I'm here because what we have is not only something that's going to change people's physical life, it's going to change their financial life.
Mm-hmm.
And if we change financial life, I'm on the board of a free clinic. And I see people that were middle income earners that they are between a rock and a hard spot.
Mm.
And if I don't go out and share this message, then I am denying them the opportunity of at least coming in and kicking tires.
Sure. Absolutely. And I think about something as simple as, which just kicked off, Thursday night, that we introduced somebody to, as you shared, the mag steps, a pair of insoles, and they buy a pair of mag steps and mag strides, so they get a free mini, which is, has a $20 retail value. At least starting there to get the foot in the door and saying, hey, this is the product that changed my life. This is the product the company was started on. It's a lot bigger than this. However, you could start here and then see where the door opens up.
I remember working with this one gal who was on welfare. She didn't have the money to enroll. I let her clean my house, and I enrolled her, and I gave her a pair of mag steps to go out and just demo and take orders. Well, Maria came back to me, and she only cleaned my house twice. She wasn't that great of a house cleaner. But she came back to me in 3 months in tears, saying that I gave her the best gift she could ever get, and that was her self-esteem. because she was able to go out and she was able to buy her daughter school supplies, let her daughter go out and pick out what she wanted to start the school year off and not have to put her hand out and take whatever was given.
Mm.
I mean, this is life changing.
Yeah, that's powerful. That's powerful. So what would you, your greatest piece, and you've given us several things already, but what would you say as far as maximizing this contest, stating a few facts and asking a question, and I love how you've restated the question that was asked to you, or actually the same thing, nobody's ever died from this, what have you got to lose? What would you say the best ways that we can maximize this contest? We've got 3.5 months left, and this half of this month we get double points toward that trip to the Riviera Maya, everything included. What are some ways that are the best way that we can maximize that?
Well, I love the packs. Absolutely love those packs because A, they're taxed at the wholesale price. They are tremendous discounts. There's a win-win for everybody. There's enough products in there that are going to make a huge impact. There's enough to be able to share with other people. And if you teach people to do the packs, then they also put in these wonderful bonuses. Remember, we were talking about people hurting financially.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go out and make a couple changes, in people's lives, then you're not only going to get your rebates, but you're going to get those pack bonuses. So I love those. And, when you stop and you look at the double volume this month, it is an absolute no-brainer that people get out there and they just, really kick it up into turbocharge.
Sure.
I'm challenging myself to do at least 25 or 30 presentations a week right now.
Okay.
And it can be done just 10 minutes over a cup of coffee or picking the phone up and saying, here, I want you to look at this link. If you're interested in learning more, get back to me.
Yeah.
And, that 8-minute thing that Rick Murphy does, just a real quick overview,
mm-hmm.
is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to take people to wellness previews necessarily. You can connect them to the recorded webinar that Dennis Williams has already done,
mm-hmm.
or the one that Rick Murphy does every Thursday night, or it's just get out there and get her done.
And the 8-minute presentation business overview by Rick Murphy is on the Pathfinders website, www.pathfinders.biz. For those of us who have not seen it, great tool, absolutely incredible tool. Again,
Ideal-Business.
Yeah. And once you start using it, you'll understand how great it is. Again, simple tools, using it to, attract people in. So,
but the big thing, though, Vince, is that it is necessary to build teams.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't build teams, people are going to be lone rangers. And when they're lone rangers, they lose the energy and they go away.
Yep.
And I'm not in a rush to get people to rank, because you can't necessarily take rank to the bank. I'm looking at let's build some consistent income.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rank will follow.
Yeah, which is so very true. And that the whole dynamic of building teams, they will last. And what was the statement that Dave made the other day that, individuals will win games, but teams win championships.
Amen. And if people really come from the heart and don't try anything canned, because canned doesn't work. People pick up on that energy big time.
Mm-hmm.
If they come from their heart and really listen to others and really connect, there's no way that people can't win doing this.
Well, Elaine, I want to thank you again, because I knew that you'd have some great insight, and of course you did, and we're looking forward to, again, as well, seeing you in the Riviera Maya, and many people will be able to put a face with the voice, but You've got a training that you're going to slip right back into. So we look forward to seeing you there and just hearing, and I'll share with the group how you ended up finishing the month and putting this stuff to practice. So,
well, let me tell you something, Vance. My anniversary in UTEN was April 13th, 11 years ago. I am more excited today than when I first came in. I'm just so beyond excited about what I'm doing, about the company that I've partnered with, about you and all the folks that are out there, whether they're upline, downline, crossline, that are here to help. All I have to do is ask.
Yeah.
And I do it.
it's obvious. It's very apparent that you're doing it. So, again, you guys, our guest has been Elaine Shaw from Winchester, Virginia. And we're going to let her slip back in. And if you have someone that can benefit from hearing what Elaine has shared, all you got to do is www.saturdayamlive.com, and that link will take you right into Steve Crowfoot's website, canbeforyou.biz. But again, it's www.saturdayamlive.com, and they can hear the recording. So many thanks to Elaine, and we'll chat with you next Saturday. Thanks again, you guys. Bye-bye.